So I'm going to take you back to Kuf of Gimel and Aleph for a second. So there's a machlokes between Bain Rava. So the one wants to know, So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said, if you can use the machat for litzah b'zakai, what's the difference if it's in the kuva or not in the kuva? Aisvei, that it's tahara. Bais is tumah Shabbos karamis, tumah kli ma'is abina, and lin Shabbos midi the chazi abina. V'hanai michazi the mishkal b'zakai. I'm a rabbi man, the kamois of Shabbos kamois of lin yituma lav manu, lin Shabbos nami lav manu. So Pashas Rava is saying that Aliba the Emes that Tumen Shabbos are totally zebizeh, and Abayi is saying they're not. Eisvei Machat is Kashan Rava that is Mutat Halta B'Shabbos Aloyam Kuvelin and Tumen B'Vad. Shabbos and Tumen are not the same. So going by Aliba the Rava, but go Me'askin and Zimad Mimichalayu Mashu the Humana. Okay, but Hechad the Nitzuk Chararo Ukso Adam Zarkel Ben Agrutos. So the Ritva HaYishonim, which is really the Ran. So Baya says, "Begomi askinen." Tamar Kati Mayahani Lon Namel Dinyan Tuma Lav Mono Dinyan Shabbos Nami Lav Mono. So what's the Morris answer? But Rabbi said you story that Tuma and Shabbos go together. So if the guy be Tuma, it's not a mono. The guy be Shabbos, it's not a mono. So what's the Morris teretz? The Tuma b'Shabbos Kia Dori Ninu. No, they talk totally zebuzet. But miyach u'machash avolei alit loy k'nei liyishtamish boi havelei kli u'matulatal to loy. But golmim are b'etzem mitzad the physical kli they're ready to use. Otherwise, what you need to decide to use them and not do the next stages of golmim kliates or golmim the general the mitzad the b'etzem kli it's finished. You could still add the pitchikims to it. You're going to be mitzayir it, mechayir it. The Morris says you're going to draw, you do something like that. So that's a mitzuroi. Elamai what? Minat stam. The stam is you plan to do more to it. Well, once you pick it up to use it as is, you decide that it's a kli. So now it's zateran. Is that the Ritva, which is the Ran? Who did the Lachemikan? How will they clean Namalin Yatuma? It's Takwa Kabal Tuma? Imamish becomes a kli right now. The decision now to use it as is makes it into a kli, and it's a Makabal Tuma. But till this decision to use it as is, it's Taka Tor. If he's there, Kiktani Mutta the Tauta, Bishabis, Dafka the Tarakufi, Bishum the Haimach Shabba Mashali Mona. So if I take the Tarakufi, I want to use it. So I decided to use it as is, and now it's a Kli. So now it's Mutta Mutilta. But I will Tarak Makaima, Loi, but wouldn't you put them over the Tarakama? Because Betsy's not a Kli yet. Kli, that's not a Kli, it's Muksa. So I just want to move with the Tarak Makaima, Elim Kane Kish. Sif, he's using it, moving it because he wants to use it as is, so he can be Makashiv and may allow to make it into a Kli. So, and then he's allowed to move it. But they have to, it's Kli Shemalat Elisir. Be a soy, right? So, it's what the Sarkuma Sarkuma Kaimai, but Sarkuma Sarkuma Kaimai. That's what the Ran said. So, Maskana said, Gemara, Tuma and Muksa attack at all these Ebizet, and it's Mamish. Mamash did of Tumah over here as well, and it's Taka also the Tzarek Mekayim, right? Tosis over here says not like that, right? Tosis says that Tolan, Kalim, and Tolan, Shivrei, and Tolan, Avagav, the Linyan Tumor, Lehavi Mana, Kishinishma. It's not a clear, it's like a Yichud. You need Yichud to make it a Klisha Nishper into Makabal Tumor. Yeshua Nacha Berusim, Linyan Tumor, Lav Mana, I feel like I get a Yichud. Kim Nitha Chavara Uxul, and Mahani Be Yichud, Linyan Shabbos, the Yichud, Linyan Shabbos, Nami Lav Mana, who without Yichud. Al Hechud, the Havi Mana, Linyan Tumor, I get a Yichud. You can remember the Havi Mana, Linyan Shabbos, I feel below Yichud. And that's the Morris Terrace. Take him a buy, leave it the rubber. But go me, the same in the middle of the Halai, Mashal the Mana. Mashal the Hockey, which the Talat, I'll go after Tahari, the Catalan Mimlakala, came and Shiroi, the Yach, the Lears Kali. So since it's Roy to Miyachid it, but even though you weren't Miyachid it, so the Gabi Shabbos brought in the Talat. So the Sush Delta Tuma is not perfect. That we're saying anything which the Gabi did, a Tuma. I get a yichud will become a kli. The Gabi Shabbos, it's a kli even before yichud, right? Which is not like the Ron. The Ron says you talk, you can't. You, so the Tosfos says they were. I'm willing to split dinei tuma and dinei Shabbos, but dinei tuma, according to Rava, is at least a measure that if mitzad tikkun ma'isa, everything is done. All you need to do is the decision to miyachid it, to use it as such. So the Gabi Shabbos, that's enough of a kli. But if the Gabi did a tuma, even I get a yichud, it wouldn't become a kli. You need tikkun still to make it into a kli. So then the Gabi Shabbos is not a kli. Okay. Fine. One last point. So Moshe over here asks from the Gemara. Kadosh Ozesim. The Mishnah, and yes, Kesher Baroish Makabatum, Mimlav and Makabatum, Ve Kaham Mikach, Nitl Bashat. So, then a tumor it doesn't have, but you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Tumor says, so why is that true? That's not that it's not Makabal Tumah, because it's true that creates not Makabal Tumah, based on a pasuk. Okay? So, Moshe says, so why don't we ask them that Mishnah, the next Mishnah? I feel like in a Yichud, it doesn't have a dinner, but clearly the Gabi Tuma. Because it's particularly eights. Okay. So the Ron here says, Tirits, Bechir Minu, the Shabbos, the Tuma, Ki Adarininu, Hani Mila Bedarber, Shu Kli Mei Koroi, Venishper, Ki Goin Macha, Shanitzo, Chara Uksa, U Kli Mei Koroi, Shabbos, the Tuma, Lab, Ki Adarininu. That in the beginning stages, Tuma and Shabbos, the Chal Natoli Zebis, after Kli is Nishper, so figuring out whether it still is a dinner, but clear the Gabi Shabbos, we use Tuma as the barometer to figure it out. So the Marsha, but Tosfos Ihavi Savri Hai Tirutza, you can less lay Raya Migomi. David the Havi Kli and Yeshabbos from the Havi Kli Meikara. So fine. The Chazanish comes along and says that he doesn't understand the Ron's kasha and then the Marsha bringing the Ron's kasha. The din that should they create an Amakabal Tumah? It's exerus across. You need Dami Nasa. It's not because that's not a Kli. Haraya, Kli Matachas in that shape is Makabal Tumah. So if you tell me that it's a level of function, the Pasha is the level of function is the same. So the Dine Kalim is the same. So a shame Kli it has either way. There's a din by should they create, right? for example, which the Rishonim bring the raya, there's a halacha that kelim which are made to mishamish kelim are not makabel tumah. So there's a whole sugya in B'mei Yishu Yaitza. There's a whole sugya over there of something which is called a biris, which is like a chain which a woman would wear. She had a problem when she was very wide strides, and she would need to shorten her strides because otherwise she would tear her psulin. So they made this contraption that she would wear. So there's the keli which they put on her body, and then there's the chain which is made to attach to the keli. So it's not makabel tumah because it's a kli mishamish kli. It's not muksan shab because it's not a kli gabi tumah. That's what chalan arsugya. When I'm using tumah as a hechatimsa to measure if something is a kli or not, tumah is a good hechatimsa to measure whether something is a kli or not, because keli is makabel tumah, not keli not makabel tumah. There are other kli mishamish tumah. Kli glalim, kli adama, kli. Right, those that right? Is it if it's that's how it's supposed to function? You have a flat board which is used to put something on. It's not makabel tumah. It's just a kliyates. You have a board which you use to serve something on. It's not makabel tumah. You can't move it in Shabbos. Since why would tumah be a vehicle to measure this? So the more is saying that. So if it's made to be mishtamish with it, it's makabel tumah. But if it doesn't have a kasher bereshis, it can't hold anything. So it's pshut kliyates. Pshut kliyates are not makabel tumah. The Rishonim's kasher. And the Ran, because of that kasha, says Yitaka right. There's no sushchal from tumah to kelim. We only use tumah in Shabbos. The gabi bini evitz kelim shenishper. That's the only place where tumah and kelim are sushchal. But the Mashua says the Kartesh is not seen to be making that chiluk. The Ran, the Chidushi Ran is not making that chiluk. You have to shim it with the Ran on the Rif, etc. Okay, so why am I talking about back to Kufuf of Gimel? So I'm really not holding Kufuf of Gimel. I mean, I'm not holding anywhere, but that's the difference. We're holding now in the sugyas of what type of yichud do you need to miyachet something to make it and to be able to not be go from muksanach gufay eitzim avonim, those type of things, into kelim legabi shabbos. So lachara, it would be very tempting to say that the you would go to hilchos tumah and mevar what's considered enough to make something from into a kli legabi hilchos from hilchos tumah, and that'll be your guide to hilchos shabbos. But that's not true. That's not true. So we ended off the sugya with Rava arguing that the way Tosis learns, Rava Shita is that Tuma and Shabbos are Takatoli Zebezet. The Ran, the Chushe Ran, the Shita is that the Takatoli Zebezet. According to the Ran, Mamish to the nth degree, it has to become a Kli, the Gabi Hilchos Tuma. And the Gabi Tosis doesn't have to become a Kli, but it has to be Nigmar enough that Yichud would work. In other words, mitzvah tikkun, the tikkun is done. Yichud will work enough to make it into a kli, the gabi hilchos tumah. And now, then the gabi shabbos is sufficient, even though you didn't do that yichud, because batsim mitzvah the tikkun of the kli, it's mukhan. So, and according to this other the Ran al Rif and the Marshaw, which points out to us is not Pasha saying not like that the is that business. Our Gemara, the way the Rishonim start howling the sugyas over here, trying to make Tlalim in the sugyas. So according to the Ran al Rif, it's very easy. There's no sushtal from Tila being kavei something is a kli. Is b'chal not no shaychus to the hilchos tumah. So we don't bring that in. The shaychus according to the Tosis and according to the Rivoy Yeshanim, which is the Ran, what's shot in that? Okay, so let's see. Um, So the Chayadim, I think, has a very nice Hagdora in the Klalim over here. So let's just start with how he's Magir Muksa to start with, and then how he discusses Dinei Yichud. So he divides Muksa into four categories. There's Muksa Machmas Mias, there's Muksa Midas, there's Muksa Machmas Isser, and Muksa Machmas Mitzvah. Now, in Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, Isser includes the Klish Malachal Isser, and also the sugyas which he had of the Mitzad, the Nair, which he was Nikki B'Shabbos, Halachos Mitzvah, Husuli Surai, those type of things. Muksa Machmas Mitzvah, Esser. Muksa Machmas Mias is the one. Is our the sugya of the Shvoid Shalates or the Nair of Cheres, which he puts that as a separate category from Muksa Midas. Then in Muksa Midas, he has nine categories in Muksa Midas. He says the first four are Mutter on Shabbos and also on Yom Tov, but it's not what I want to get to. But to just run through them very quickly. Someone says Roy the Michael Adam of Behema, even though he was he doesn't normally eat it like that. So it's Basar Chai Rach, it's soft and it's edible without being cooked. But most people don't do that. It's not Muksa and Shabbos. Okay. It's rather Filo, but he set it aside for Schar purposes, etc. Okay, now he gets to the Madregas, which are Muksa even on Shabbos. So, someone says Arim Lachila the Tashmish, but it's not Roy Yun Ayir Atchak. Dogim, the more says Dogim, which are Tafel, raw fish which has not been salted, it's not edible. So that's Muksa. Number six is what I want to talk about. Okay. Malum is at the worm Shainam Mukharam Kla. No. I'm skipping seven for a second. Seven, eight, and nine are Muksum, which are Chomer, because even the Rishim and the Lesley Muksa Klal agrees to these things, because your Mamash Maksim Idaitoy, Chasar and Kis, is number seven. Nilat Gomer is number eight. And the Muksa of Gargas and Tzimukim is number nine. Okay. Muksa Machmas Gufay, he puts into the grouping of Muksa Midas, number six. Now, if I would have made the categories, I would have put Muksa Gufay as like its own category. It's not Muksa Midas, right? You weren't Muksa Midas, so the side of the problem is not a chasar and das. It's bad some not. It's bad some things which have not got to the state of being mukhan mechalal. That's not how he does it. Okay, so he's like this. The malam is that the worm shedim mukhanim klal the tashmish adam below the chilas adam ubehema. The avol gav the pomim mishtamish bem derech haroy. Kumachem kiim the shalachar hatashmish takev zarkum. So they could be used, and you might actually use them sometimes, but you're not going to maintain them for that purpose. You'll after you finish with it, you'll throw it away. So the zedek of muksa migufay, going avonim ulevenim amdil binyan. So he learns avonim amdil binyan. The problem is muksa migufay, not sorry kiss. That's mechlokes. How to learn that case? We showed him in the poskim, but okay. Tichas barzal, tichas chukis, tichas eitz. Even though you could use it to mechas something. So lomahani, kimush enalem teres kli, mos, eitzim, konim, karis, noitzes, oris, shabahema, tzemra, pishin, menupa, tsheino, rada, shum tashmish, nisarim shaluman, boards, which are in the malacha, offer and call. Shiver kelim, which are not roy for shum tashmish, or definitely not to mishtamish with them anymore. For example, machas and it also oicharara that derech to throw it away, even though it's roy to use the lit bakites. And a chash of adam zarkel al ashba, mace, palichayim, klibe goyzim, klibe beim, beitzim, atzamas akoshes, which are not roy even the klavim, the tevin musrach, which you can't use it to feed your animals, and it's wet, you can't even cook, even on yontes because you can't use it for fire. Plus the bias, I'll leave for now. Okay, so So he says an interesting point. He says over here that these things are, we're not denying that you might actually use them sometimes. So why isn't that considered mukhar for Shabbos? But you don't maintain it for that purpose. So Avonim, I'm asking, I can sometimes use an Evid to cover clean. I might actually use an Evid to cover clean. We're not going to keep them for that purpose. So therefore in the world of the Chayotim, he sees that that's Yisoyda Muxamidas. That's a decision that I made, that people make. People make a decision that they don't think max it because the nature of people relate to these things is they're not even though people recognize it's usable and they might actually use it, they're not going to maintain it for that purpose. So that's a decision which the society has made how to deal with these items. That's a form of muksa. So it's not a max and midah, so I have to actively decide to be max it. It's not because our kids it never got into the world of being mukhan, but that's because there was a decision involved in it. And he stresses, we're not denying that you actually might use it sometimes. Okay, that's how he's marked the mukhs. Then so he talks about in the next cloud, even though it's also betiltel. So yeshmihem the word shem. Some things through machshava erev Shabbos are going to become non-mukhs and mutter betiltel. Some need machshava. Some need tikkun. Some even tikkun doesn't work. There's no way to make it not mukhs. And some things don't even need machshava. Okay. So now, if I'm reading the Chayyim right, it says, so I'm giving you a form of dragons. Certain things don't even need machshava, just using it without any intent to maintain it as such is good enough. Some things need machshava, some things need tikkun, some things nothing works. Even tikkun is not going to work. So it's a form of dragons. So like we're seeing over here in the sugya, because certain things which it's a common usage, even though it hasn't been designated for that purpose, so if you're not using it, that's automatically sufficient. Some things you have to miyachad loyel because that's out of range. And some things even that's not enough. You need tikkun. That's what I would have said. That's where I would have started. He says, well, Tom the Chilik is like this. So he says, you first have to understand why Chazal asked muksa. There's no malach involved, not the righteous, the rabbanon. What's the problem? So the Rambam says, if Chazal said shalih luchach b'shabbos kishalchol, l'sichur b'shabbos kishalchol, kal v'chomer shalih tiltu b'shabbos kishalchol, kishal yibe einav kiyom shalchol, yom l'sakin like biya kalem mepina labino mebayis labayis, and you end up not being mekayim man yenuach. And then came Shalat to this, you might actually do the malacha, that's a different issue. Some people are tayolim, yashikronis, they never do any work anyway. If you allow them to go and move like regular days, it won't be nikkur, shisha, nikkaris. The rabbi says because of what he saw. Im calls that. So I want to add another nakuda. The nakuda is the din of vehichinu. So is he bringing the rabbi? And the rabbi just say that they haven't explained anything? I don't think so. I think he's saying that avada the tama of the kana was, as the rabbi says, we need to create a different atmosphere in Shabbos. That. So when they're masakin it, so something very melaposik bechinas hashem yaviv. So that the way you're going to make Shabbos unique and special is by, you can't do anything you want. It's all things which have been prepared beforehand. Shabbos is a time of shvisa, not preparing new things. So you got to have it in place beforehand. So anyone who's in place beforehand, this is how shvisa will be the shvisa nikaris. Okay, so I need to know. Elamashu muchem erev Shabbos. I'm a meila. Or shehechem a machshava. I'm a meisa. Hold over the feet. Tashmishoy. Okay. So the one because of chasar kis, which is and those type of things are 7, 8, or 9 from before. Once you're maximi daitoy. So if I decide not to be makman anymore, so it's not mux anymore. The muktzim igufay him of word bepan vav imiato the tashmish reyad is that dinu kli, so it becomes a kli. Lachenim who matashmish aderek liyachid darbazel the tashmish set. If it's something which is normally used for this purpose, even lipsay by guys. Sagim yichal is them erev Shabbos. Alishenim imiato behedil yistamish merloil. Okay. If you want to use it for something which is not the direct miyachid for that purpose, kisu kalim. So those are rak b'mikra, like I said before, venim tadirim. Even though people will do it, some albiyish yishamas on the palmim, but take out the achatashmis zarkoi. The rights of the yachid even the eight seven the malachas elu machlikoi masatik yidua. One Shabbos, unless you miyachad loyelam, the mak Shabbos is sufficient. Because can we do a ma'ase? Fine. The same thing with Ofer and Chol, because they used to use Ofer and Chol in the house on a regular basis. So as long as you do a ma'ase, but the other hand, stam Ofer and Chol is taka not muchon. You're not using it. If after you use it, you're not going to maintain it for that purpose again. So you need to do a ma'isa to be miyachid at loyalim. Fine. But davish roy the shtavish meksas, you could use it. But I want to be miyachid groig and simukim before the misyavish. That I want to use them. It doesn't help machshav. Even as one repair. Unless you do a ma'isa to change it into something for tashmish. Okay. So that's the thought process of the chayon. So the way I'm understanding him, so leaving out tumah for a second, saying that the three madregas that you need, whether you need just to use it once or miyachid, it depends on how much the nature is that this is going to become something which the nature is that it's used on Shabbos. Be'etzim, it's roy for tashmish. I don't have to make it roy. That's not the issue. But I need to be kaveya that this is things which are oimed within I can't make it on Shabbos. It has to be there from beforehand. That's the mile of Shabbos. Shabbos is the moment of Shvisa. Everything has to be mukhan from beforehand. So I can't, if it's certain things are made before Shabbos, they're made, they're done. Certain things I have to make them, so I have to make them before Shabbos. How do I make them? I decide to use it. Something which is normal, something which is not as normal, I need to miyachad loylem. So I made it before Shabbos. So on Shabbos, I'm just taking that which already is ready to use. But the nakuda lover is has to be made, quote unquote, made before Shabbos. That's the nakuda. So mukhan means made. So comes along, Tyson says anything. Helos tuma also. There's a din of kli ma'isa. Kli ma'isa is not so like the Baya says. So kli ma'isa means it has to be. It's imre for tashmish. You made it. You have to make it. Well, so Rava says, yeah, good. But even after they say yeah, good, the definition of made, if anything which yichud is sufficient, which the nature is that as is, I will be miyachid to use without doing anything more. So be'etzim, it's made. The yichud wasn't done yet, so then you have to work out the klolim when it's beyond beyond the fact that it's ready to use, if the derech has to use it once to throw it away, so it's not really made in a certain sense. Mitzad how it's perceived mitzad people. But if the derech is to use it, so that I don't need anything more. So just the amida latashmish is sufficient. Now the that's the thing where Tosis is understanding. The Ran, or the Ritua, which is the Ran, Lachari is a bit Kiddush. You have a Kiddush, you get a Shabbos, was not Mukham. It's not Makabal Tumma. He says, Tumma and Shabbos, it's always him as that. So at the moment you pick it up on Shabbos and decide to use it as is, now that Makshava makes it the piece Makabal Tumma. Now if Makabal Tumma, it's more for Shabbos and for Tumma of Rasat. Means you made it to a Klee on Shabbos. Beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't Mukha. Right? So how can you have such a hekadimsa? But if I'm right that the correct translation of Mukha is made, there's going to be mitzad dini muksa. We're not allowing. We made a rule. The best way to be mevar whether something is a Klee or not a Klee is hilchos tumah. But mitzad, I'm saying a chiddush right now. I don't. Maybe it's a chiddush. I mean, it's definitely a chiddush. I don't know if it's true or not. Right? That the Ran is willing to contemplate. There's a step after Mukhan before after when to meet the requirements of hilchos Mukhan. There's no beginning katsoy and the heter tiltel. So mitzad Mukhan, it's made. And there's nothing else that you have to do. You have to decide. Decisions on Shabbos is not a problem. I don't have a problem making decisions on Shabbos. If this is a normal usage, and you want to make that decision in this scenario, you have to work out why it's different in the cases of Eitzim and Avon and whatever it is. So the Maisa, this scenario where we're talking about Gomi, it was a Kli, which was made. So yeah, you want to go to the next stage. You know what? I can take it to the next stage. With the decision will be on Shabbos, how to use it. Eitzim and Avonim, which you didn't do anything at all, so the whole thing is just a decision that you have to do before Shabbos. So now, what type of, say if it's something which is a derech to be mishamish with it regularly, Avonim, the tzarei goes in, okay, just start using it as enough. Something which is not, in chas kelim, you have to make it miyachet loyal. But we tried Hilchos Kalim, and in which Kalim, you did all the steps of making it. It's just a question of a decision. Decisions you can make on Shabbos also. That's what I think would be a Hagdora. So getting back to over here, so in the world of things which you make, it's made already. In the world of things you don't make, they come as is, which possibly including Shiva Kalim, because now that's a new thing. So those things, the decisions have to be made. The decision is what's making it. So you have to decide before Shabbos. What do you have to decide? So you have to decide, then there's different hagdaras. How much of your decision has to be, depending on how normal it is. The more normal it is, the more it's really better ready to use. So that's called mucha. So therefore, the amount of decision that you have to make is going to be less, because you're not really changing anything. So I think maybe it's a little bit of hagdara to understand the cases, and I have to run.